Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 6. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 7 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. And we're in 1 Samuel chapter 7 today, as we start over these next few days of covering this chapter. And if I was giving a title to this chapter, I would title it this way: The Easy Thing or the Right Thing. The Easy Thing or the Right Thing. Well, that is something to talk about, and I hope that you'll be listening. Taking notes. Oh, I tell you what, it's always good to write things down so that if you have an opportunity down the road to look at it again, and it might be a help to someone else with whom you are talking. Also, I encourage you to go back on our website. Our announcer gives you our website at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. However, he only gives you our one church website. We have a second website, which is Sermon Audio. That one is www.sermonaudio.com, with a /... Central Baptist, CENTRALBAPTIST. And that is our other site. And both these sites will have the radio sermons that you listen to each day. And you can go back if there's something that you missed, maybe a day that you missed, or perhaps something that you want to listen to again, just to kind of get it straight in your own mind, then I'd encourage you to go to the website that our announcer gives you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. If you're writing something down, that'll give you time to listen to it again and to write it down again. But while I'm on this idea of our website, we have on our website the Plan of Salvation in audio form. It is 16 minutes long. I'm the one that presents the Plan of Salvation in the 16-minute audio. Now, let me encourage you to do this. You know someone who is unsaved. Maybe you tried to talk to them and you felt like you just didn't get anywhere with them. Do this. Download this Plan of Salvation, burn it to a disc. Now, if you don't know how to do that, find a friend that would know how to do that in their computer. Buy a blank disc and have them do it on their computer. As a matter of fact, usually when you buy a disc at something like a Walmart or a discount store of some kind, you buy them in a package or maybe 5 to 10 blank discs, and that's fine. Get about 5 to 10 of those discs burnt into the Plan of Salvation. And then give it to that unsaved person. Say, look, I would like for you to listen to this in the privacy of your car, home, or wherever you have a CD player. It would mean really a whole lot to me if you'd listen to this in its entirety. And then just tell me what you think. And they will listen to the whole Plan of Salvation. The good thing about it is they can't talk back. Okay, now they can turn it off, but they can't talk back because they're listening and saying, well, that's this or that's that. No, they can't say that because they know that I'm not going to talk back to them and I'm not going to answer their questions because it's a recording. So, my friend, let me encourage you, to download that plan of salvation onto your computer or get someone to do it for you and then burn it to a disc and use it as a witnessing tool. We've had people saved listening to this plan of salvation, and maybe you'll be able to lead someone to Jesus Christ by letting them have this CD of the plan of salvation. So I hope that you'll do that. And if you have a good result from that or any kind of result from that, please let us know. We'd like to hear and find out what the Lord is doing through the plan of salvation CD. Well, if you have your Bibles, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 7, and this chapter is 17 verses. Now, have you ever noticed how God begins to make changes in a man's life? And you'll notice that you cannot really put your finger on it, but things are slowly changing. And that's what this chapter is showing us is happening in Israel. Israel's had Eli and Hophni and Phinehas there at the leadership, and things simply were not good. Oh, there were some bad things that happened. Well, Samuel is preaching the word, and things are starting to change. Now, if you are taking notes, we could divide this chapter by using three words, beginning with the letter M. The first word is ministry. We find that in verses 1 and 2. The second word is message. We see that in verses 3 and 4. And then finally, in verses 5 through 17, we see meeting. Meeting. And so you might say this is a 3M presentation. And we are going to look at the Bible following that outline here on chapter 7 of 1 Samuel. So let's begin first by looking at the ministry in verses 1 and 2. It says, "And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord." Now, by the way, let me just make a quick note. You see the word Lord here in these two verses three times, and the word Lord is in capital letters, all four letters, L-O-R-D, are all capitalized. And if you have a good King James Bible, it will be capitalized that way in your Bible to show that this is speaking of Almighty God, our Lord God, not any of the false gods. And whenever you see the word Lord in all capitals here in your King James Bible, it is referring to the Almighty. And so that might help you in your understanding somewhere down the road when all four letters are capitalized. Now, verse 1 tells us, "The ark of the Lord is brought to the house of Abinadab. His son, Eleazar, is sanctified to keep it. Eleazar will not allow the ark of the Lord to be desecrated. Instead, he's going to keep it presentable, keep it holy, keep it as an item presented for prayer." Now, I hope that you see that as you look at that, that he's had this ark and he's responsible for 20 years. And after the ark is mentioned here, we really don't hear of the ark being mentioned again until over 40 years later, and David is king. Abinadab or Eleazar aren't really mentioned very much after this particular chapter. But they must have done the job rightly and righteously, because no mention is made again of God's anger concerning the ark. Now here's a principle to grasp hold. It's a million times better to be unmentioned in this life for doing righteousness than to be mentioned often for our failure in spiritual things. Eli, Hophni, Phinehas. Oh, by goodness, how much they failed and how much we know of them so much more than this particular Eliezer. But my friend, it'll be much better to be Eliezer in eternity than these men. And my friend, we're not looking for our glory on earth. If you're looking to build your name here on earth, if you're here to grab a name for yourself here on earth, you may reach and you may even get it. But you also may find out that your name is very little in heaven. And don't wake up and then see that you chose the foolish path instead of the path of wisdom, because eternity is for eternity, whereas this life is only a vapor. Only a vapor. Psalms 90, verse 9, states that man's days are like a tale that is told. James 4:14 says, it's a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. Job said that our days upon the earth are as a shadow. And Job would live another 140 years after he said that. My friend, live whatever days you have in light of eternity. I'm 63 years old. I pray that my best years are ahead in the service of the Lord, not behind. Now, I know my best years physically, bodily, those type of things are behind, okay? I'll never get back to that. Not in this life. Now, when I have the new body, oh, boy, things will be 100% better. But in this life, I'm in this body, and that is fine. That is fine that I'm in this body, and I'll be in this body for a long time that God gives me when He gives me a new body, fashioned like unto His glorious body. So, I'm saying all of that just to say, prepare for eternity. Prepare for eternity. Live your days in light of eternity. Now, we're told that the ark abides for 20 years. The children of Israel lamented, we're told, after the Lord. Oh, listen, before that, they had enjoyed the prosperity and pleasures for a season.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.